me a Parsha story. Welcome to Parsha Pals.
When this story happened about 250 years ago, it was before there were cameras, because this story happened in the 1700s and cameras were invented in the 1800s. So today, for example, if the President of the United States would come to your school or to your town to visit, you would recognize him and know what he looks like because you would have seen pictures of the President of the United States. But when this story happened, sometimes there were great, great people that lived a few hundred miles away from you, not even so far, and you only could imagine what they looked like because you had never seen a picture of them or had never met them. In this week's story, Rabbi Akiva Eger and Rabbi Yaakov Melissa were traveling together to Warsaw. It was about a 220 mile or so distance, and they were traveling by horse and buggy because there weren't cars yet. So by horse and buggy, this was about a 6-day ride. They approached the town of Warsaw, and the people were so excited. They heard that these great rabbis were coming to their town, and they were so excited to go out to greet them. Now, they didn't know exactly what they looked like because most of the people of the town had never seen any of them. But there was a big commotion. The big commotion was people coming out to say hello to them. They were still a few miles out of the town. And some of the people had an idea that they wanted to show such honor to these great, great rabbis that they were going to unhitch the horses from the chariot, from the buggy, from the wagon. And the people themselves were going to grab the ropes and drag the wagon together. Wow. Rabbi Yaakov Melissa caught wind of what was happening, and he was so modest and said, "Oh, I think these people are coming to show honor and respect to Rabbi Akiva Eger." So he quietly closed his sefer, slipped out of the wagon, and joined the people, pulling, pulling, pulling the wagon. Just about a minute later, Rabbi Akiva Eger, who had his head in his sefer, was thinking to himself, "Wow, there's quite a bit of commotion out there. I'm sure all these people came to greet Rabbi Yaakov of Lisa and show him honor. He's such a great rabbi. I want to show honor to him as well." And he slipped out of the wagon and he joined the people, pulling the ropes and pulling the wagon to give kavod to Rabbi Yaakov. And Rabbi Yaakov was amongst the people pulling the wagon to show kavod to Rabbi Akiva Eger. And when they finally reached the town, the people were so excited. And they went to open up the curtains on the side of the wagon to greet the two rabbis, and the wagon was empty because both rabbis were amongst the people pulling the ropes of the wagon. How modest each of them were, that neither of them could have dreamed that the people were coming out to welcome and honor them. They were thinking of the other. This week's Parsha, Parshat Ki Tetzeh, has a record number of mitzvot recorded in it, 74. And as we know, mitzvot are intended to refine us, to make us better, to make us more kind and more sensitive. You see a donkey that's burdened by its heavy, heavy load? Help it. Help out. You see an object on the street, pick it up. See if you could figure out who it belongs to and do the mitzvah of Hashavat Aveid and return it to somebody. Rabbi Akiva Eger and Rabbi Yaakov Milisa show us what it means to be people that live a life of Torah and mitzvot and become so refined as a result. My bracha to all of us is that we, my bracha to all of us is that as we aspire and try so hard to keep the mitzvot of the Torah, we make sure that the mitzvot are entering our hearts, are entering our souls, are bringing us closer to Hashem and to the people around us, are improving and increasing our sensitivity to other people. Shabbat shalom to all.